Hey, once again, it's Bob the Teacher, your marketing educator here at Lead Pages, and welcome back to the Webinar Funnel System course. In the second part of the course, we're going to talk about attracting your audience. And as you have now completed the vision section, it's important to build out this next level of the funnel so that you can bring in new people to expand your audience before your webinar is even a thought in their mind, and of course, to register more people for that webinar. With this piece of your funnel in place, we'll then be able to engage that audience, scoop up those that are not attending, and leverage your webinars for ongoing gain. Now, the reality is that your success using the webinar funnel system is going to rely on you successfully implementing the key pieces of this section of the webinar funnel system, the before section. So I'll be walking you through each of these elements in this particular video. And we start with a corny reference to a great 80s movie. If you build it, they will come. And the corollary to that, of course, if you don't build it, they'll never show up. So in order for you to attract the right audience, you do need to start putting things into place. Now, before you jump in to creating your first webinar, recognize that there's actually a three-pronged approach that makes this process much more powerful for you. First of all, we want to preload your invitation list. Most people are unfortunately skipping this step, much to their detriment. It makes getting great results from webinars very, very difficult. So once you preload your invitation list, then you can make it easy to sign up to your webinar and have really great conversions for those live events. And then make it easy to share your webinar. Most people, again, simply don't do this step or don't know how to do this step. And I'm going to make sure you know how to before the end of this section. So let's talk first about preloading your list. And the concept behind this is we want to offer a lead magnet or a content upgrade to anybody who visits your website or even visits a page where your writing is on it. I recommend that you start with a resource guide, a checklist, or a cheat sheet. These are very simple content upgrades or lead magnets, which people are excited about signing up for. They're very quick to create, and they're very quick to consume. And the whole point is to get your new subscriber, A, to join your list, and B, to feel like they got an answer and a key solution to a challenge that they're facing right now. And this will put them on that pathway to become an ongoing customer with you. Now, here's just a couple of quick examples of resource guides that have been created by our Lead Pages customers. For example, James Wedmore has the iPhone Video Buyer's Guide, the exact tools and software that he uses in order to create great videos. Then we've got Eileen Smith, who has 10 tools for creating Pinterest-ready images. And our friends over at Interactivity Digital are running this Facebook ad to share 10 ways to use Facebook remarketing. So the question you may have is, why should you have a resource guide like this first, instead of sending people straight to a webinar? Well, first of all, you want to meet your new people where they're at. As people are searching for problems online or getting recommendations from their friends, they want a specific answer to a specific challenge. And by providing a resource guide with a few specific tools as a recommendation, you're answering that specific question. Your webinar will do the same thing on an expanded level, but people are not going to want to wait around for that initial answer. But once you can get them on your list, then you can invite them to that upcoming webinar. So there's less commitment up front. They don't have to wait around to have the webinar actually happen, and they certainly don't need to watch a 30-minute video to get the solution. This is also a fantastic evergreen strategy for you. So it takes a short amount of time to create, but it can last you a very long time. And even when you want to make changes to your resource guide, it's very easy to make those changes and replace the file that you have online with a new one. Also, as you get feedback from your resource guide, it fuels your next and any future webinar that you're going to do. So it really lays the groundwork for a fantastic webinar funnel for yourself while also building your list in the short term. So what should your first lead magnet be? Well, I would recommend that it's a resource guide of the top 5 tools or resources that you recommend anybody in your ideal audience would benefit from. These types of resource guides are not a collection of secrets or special strategies that people will need to implement in their business. They're simply the tools or resources that they can either buy, download for free, or access online. If you do want to expand your content a little bit, you can also give away a simple tutorial video or a PDF, some kind of a small ebook, or a content upgrade for a specific blog post. For example, you might have an infographic that you'll allow people to download by providing you with their email address. But whatever lead magnet you'd like to create, I want you to focus on this thought. What does my ideal audience, reader, or viewer want first? Too often, people overcomplicate this initial introduction of a new subscriber to you as an expert, and they overwhelm their new subscriber with information and detail that they simply don't need in that first interaction. So if you are going to create a resource guide, how are you going to go about doing it? Well, I recommend that you simply use Microsoft Word, PowerPoint, Pages, or Keynote, and in less than 30 minutes, create a simple one-page document that lists out your top 5 tools, and then save that as a PDF. Keep it very, very simple. Do not try to overcomplicate this, and do not worry about having it designed in some kind of high-level way. It can be very simple to get started. You can always improve upon it later. And remember, just share the tools, your favorite apps, your favorite websites, etc., not strategies or secrets that take a while to explain. And here's a quick tip to spice up your resource guide. Go ahead and use the logos or images of the resources that you're sharing in your document. And then make sure you're linking to those companies' websites directly or through your affiliate link. If you don't know how to do that, you can insert a screenshot or a screen clipping in Microsoft Word or PowerPoint, or you can use the Command-Shift-4 keyboard shortcut to grab the image if you're using a Mac. For our example in this training, I'm going to pretend as if I'm a wedding planner. And so the resource guide I could create is the top 5 money-saving wedding tools. And here I have in Word a simple introduction of a couple paragraphs, and then the 5 tools I would recommend: HoneyFund, Paperless Post, Wedding Paper Divas, RSVPFI, and Miss Now Misses. And then a quick close with a link to my email address, which of course is fake, just for the sake of this course, and my name. Then to save this Word document as a PDF, I come up to File, Save As, choose the location on my computer where I'm going to save it, and then make sure to choose Save As Type and change it to PDF. Then I click Save, and my document is converted into a PDF. And here it is in Adobe Reader, just the way I laid it out. And by linking the text and the images to the websites, when my readers click on them, they'll be taken to their websites. And just to make things a little bit more creative for you, if you do want to spice it up, feel free to use the Pages or PowerPoint programs in order to control the elements on your page a little bit more cleanly. Now that you have your lead magnet created, let's talk about the 6 ways that you can get subscribers on your website. And before I get into that, let me show you 6 ways that we do it here at Lead Pages. First, here on the right side of the page, we have a Subscribe Now lead box on our blog sidebar. When people click on that image, they can then fill out their information to receive fresh content. On specific blog posts, we also have blog post-specific content upgrades, in this case, a free template. At the bottom of all of our blog posts, we have a universal blog post lead box for this free 4-step tutorial. Again, when people click on this button, they're offered the opportunity to sign up to our list. On our ConversionCast website, which is where we host our podcast, we have content upgrades for each episode. Then at the very bottom of our website, we have this subscribe button to activate another lead box. And finally, when someone lands on the wrong page on our website, we give away this template on our 404 error page. So to recap, here are those 6 ways that we get subscribers here at Lead Pages. And you certainly don't need to do all 6 at one time. Simply choose one that's going to work best for you. I recommend that you get started with a resource guide landing page using a lead page. Then add a sidebar lead box to your website. Go through your most popular blog posts and add a content upgrade lead box when you have the opportunity. As you write guest blog posts on other people's websites, you can include a lead box over there as well. Throughout your website or on specific pages, feel free to use a timed pop-up lead box. And as people go to leave your website, feel free to add an exit pop-up lead box. And finally, don't forget to add that 404 error page in order to capture traffic that goes to the wrong pages on your website. You'll be amazed at how simple this particular step is and how much traffic it rescues and adds to your list. To preload your invitation list for your webinars using a lead magnet, you can of course hire a programmer or coder or a web developer to design those pages for you. We typically find that those pages typically run between $300 to $500 to have somebody code for you. Of course, that's for each instance that you created. So feel free to do that or jump into a Lead Pages account and customize a stunning page in minutes. Let me show you how to create a resource guide landing page in just a few minutes, and then I'll continue by showing you how to create a lead box. To build my resource guide landing page, the first thing I'll do inside my Lead Pages dashboard is make sure that my lead magnet has been added to the delivery system. I'll simply upload my file here and customize the name, message, and sender, and click Save. Back on the Templates page, I'll choose Opt-in Pages, sort by conversion rate, and choose a simple basic squeeze page. To customize this page, first I'll swap out the background image and choose a more appropriate one for my demo wedding event planner program. Customize the subheading and the headline. Next, I'll adjust the color scheme of the text using this color palette. I'll swap out the pre-headline text and the headline text. Next, I'll change the color of my button. And the color of the text on the button. If I see any elements on the page I want to remove, I can click this gear icon and hide it. And I can do the same for this text link. Of course, since I'm giving away a resource guide with this page, I want to make sure I connect my opt-in button. I choose my email integration and the list I've set up in my email service provider, and then customize the form. I'll change the text that you see here and adjust the size of that headline. I'll swap out this image with one of my own, eliminate the name field to increase my conversions, customize the submit button, including changing the color. Then I'll set the thank you page to send my new subscribers to after they filled out the form, and click OK. Now that my resource guide page has been customized, I can see how it'll look in a tablet and how it'll look like on a phone. All that's left to do is name the page and create a link for where this page will live on the web. I'll give my page some search engine optimization tags. What I put into these fields will not only show up in social media when I share this link, but it'll also help me get more attention through the search engines. I'm going to click on Done, and now my page is ready to save. So in just a matter of mere minutes, I can have this page published online for the world to see. If you realize you want to make any changes, you can simply come back to the editor and edit the areas that you like. By clicking Save, your changes are instantly updated. To ensure this page delivers your lead magnet, come into the lead magnet area, choose Yes, customize the name, email, and subject, then customize the message, and then choose which lead magnet you wanted to deliver. Click on Done, and save your page. Your page is instantly live on the web on our Lead Pages servers, but you can also publish your page to WordPress, as a Facebook tab, or even to your own server. If you're working with clients, you can even share this page. Now let me show you how we preload the same invitation list with a lead box. Back in your Lead Pages dashboard, let's head up to the Lead Boxes area and create a new lead box. Just like we did with the lead page, we'll choose the integration and the opt-in form, and then customize this form. I'll remove the name field, customize the text, click OK, swap out the image with one of my own, and customize the button. I can change the colors, and then save my form. After I've named my form, I can click Save. Then I'll change the thank you page, click OK, and then save my page again. To publish my lead box, I'll choose to make a button and customize the text. I'll change the button color here, the text color here, make it a square button without a shadow. I'll click Save Changes, copy this code, come into a poster page on your website, come to the text side, and paste in your code. Save your page, and then test your new button. You can publish your lead box as a plain text link, or you can upload a clickable image that will trigger your lead box. Your lead box can also be a timed pop-up that appears after a certain number of seconds, after a certain number of views, and even after a certain number of days. And you can also publish your lead box as an exit lead box, which will show up every visit or after a certain number of visits when people go to close the window. If you also want this lead box to send out the PDF, click on to send an email after they opt in and choose your lead magnet. Then be sure to save your changes. Before we move forward in this attract stage, let me recap for you what we've just accomplished. We've set up this preloading of the invitation list. We set that up by creating both a lead box and a landing page that directs people to download a resource guide lead magnet. Before you actually create your webinar process, you're going to want to optimize this system and promote your new resource guide for a week or two on social media, in your email, and in other channels. As you get that feedback from your new subscribers on what else that they would love to learn, then you'll be ready to create your webinar.